I've always quite liked the way that Pinterest works. I like that visual recording and sharing of imagery. So even if it's a website, you get thumbnails and you can start to see immediately from the little clips that are captured the essence of what someone's sharing. And it's the principle of sharing, of course. I like that too. The problem is that Pinterest tends to be swamped by cakes and clothes and cute cats. There are educators on there, but you've got to go out there and find them. And in the general flow of things, so if you're just dipping into Pinterest, you seem to get too much of the stuff that I'm not really looking for. So when EduClipper came along and was touted as the educator's version of Pinterest, I was quite interested. And then I dug in a little more, and it's actually produced by Adam Bellows, who you might know as Edutecher on Twitter and elsewhere. So EduClipper is Pinterest for teachers, really, for educators. So the idea is it's a sort of bookmark sharing system. So you find interesting material and share it with other people, and you also get the opportunity to benefit from the things that other people have shared. So it's that community knowledge and skill building, I suppose. When you've signed up for an account, immediately you're faced with the EduClipper stream. So there's loads of stuff that people have already pinned, and they appear as little thumbnails in sort of gallery views. And it's very easy to add the things that they've clipped to your clip resource bank. It's called My Stuff. So there are buttons on each of the images. You can click on any one of them, and that will open up a slightly larger window, and you can see more what that particular article is about. But it's not just about sharing images. There are lots of different things that can be shared out there. The content types include files, so you can upload things that you've already got on your computer. You can bring in stuff that's on the web from URLs, so they can be images, they can also be videos or articles. And interestingly, there's also a link into Google Drive. So if you link it with your Google Drive, you can share Google documents of the various types through EduClipper as well. So all of that sharing is possible. And of course, it operates in two ways. There's the stuff that you share outwards and the stuff that other people have already shared. And it's that sort of collaboration that you can start to really speed up this the rate at which you can gather resources, interesting resources. Instead of just clipping a single resource from a single person, why not follow that person if they're clipping things that you think are interesting? It all makes things more efficient.